It's the holiday edition.
Yes, it is.
Some of the office staff did show up.
I was going to say, I noticed we have lights on, so I guess we're open for business.
Yeah. We're open for business.
Salespeople are here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So, in an almost turbovillian moment.
That's a good word. I like that. Turbovillian.
So, Jackie made soup for us to eat, homemade soup.
Uh-huh.
And so, going to go to the store to get some bread to go along with the soup. And so it did.
Yeah.
And at the grocery-torium where I went, they have a very nice selection of bread.
Well, yeah.
And so I went to get something a little unusual.
Oh, something with flour on it?
rather than just your Wonder
something
Bread.
Something that doesn't come in a plastic bag.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
that they slice.
Potato bread?
Well, no, I actually, see.
Sourdough?
I got jalapeno and cheese. And so,
That can be a crapshoot, though.
Well, yeah. And it was fine. It was wonderful. Went very well with the soup.
But
now I've got, a little more than a half a loaf of a jalapeno cheese bread.
Peanut butter and jelly on it. Just see. You never know.
Not exactly sure.
Not accuse you of being pregnant, but. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be just good by itself, I would think. You know, you got your flavors there.
Without a doubt, but I mean.
You could do a little garlic butter and see how that
works.
I'd toast it,
put a little cream cheese on it, something like that.
I'm kind of fat enough already. I don't know that I really need to be thinking about just glomming bread, okay?
Well,
Going ahead and doing that.
I wouldn't say, sit down on the couch with your soap opera and just eat the whole loaf.
Because it does.
I looked up and I got so caught up in General Hospital. Next thing I knew, that whole half loaf of jalapeno cheese bread was just gone.
Well, and again, then I'd have to put down the spoon that I use with the cream cheese filling that I have a tub of by the TV.
Right, right. You don't even start lathering on. You just take a bite of bread.
Yeah, just
take
do
a
goof
of cream cheese.
Nom.
Put it all in your mouth at the same time.
So I'm just guessing, if they came
makes
up.
Makes himself feel better by washing it down with a Diet Coke.
Yeah. I'm just guessing if they'd come up with half loaves of that stuff, maybe that would work out better. But
you could buy small loaves.
Well, you could have asked them.
Maybe not of that kind of bread.
Can I just buy half of this?
Yeah.
Okay, now that you sliced it completely.
Worst thing they can tell you is no.
Yeah, sure. So there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now it's time to play.
How much for just half a loaf?
Now it's time to play Guess Which State.
Oh.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Florida.
A taxi cab passenger is in trouble after calling 911 to claim he was being kidnapped just because he wanted to avoid paying the fare. Comes now 38-year-old Paul Combs, who's charged with a misdemeanor, not only because he wasn't being kidnapped, but because he called 911 seven times to tell police he was being kidnapped. Incredibly, alcohol seems to have been involved. The cabbie told police that Mr. Combs stunk up on alcohol, seemed wasted, was rambling incoherently. Said he tried to take the guy home, but Combs didn't give him any specific address. He decided to take Paul at that time back to the cab depot, an obvious hideout for kidnappers. When asked, Paul, he started making the calls. He said, that's where I'm taking you. So he starts making the calls to 911. At the cab depot, Paul ended up paying the $20 cab fare, asked to walk home, except by then the police had arrived. And yes, you're correct, Chase. It was Fort Pierce, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Doing well for us.
What does a cab driver... I know we don't have a lot of cab drivers in this town, but we have some. But what does a cab driver do when they're at the end of the fare and the guy just says, I'm sorry, I have no money? What do they do? Well, I mean, what's the SOP on that? Does anybody know?
Don't know. The guy who was running one of the cab companies here, remember he called the show.
Yeah, he used to call us.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still.
Right.
Are you allowed to? I mean, you're not
beat it out of them.
I mean, are you allowed to? Well, no, I'm sure you're not allowed to do that. But are you allowed to detain the person? Can the person just? Obviously, the person has committed the crime of theft of service. But how do you?
Yeah. Can
if you don't know their name, if you don't know, how do you keep them from just walking away without physically detaining them?
Well, yeah, punch the button and lock the doors.
I guess.
You can always lift the button and unlock the door.
Well, it depends.
There's obviously
I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't been
in a
cab,
standard
sure.
procedure with that. Yeah. With the cab union or something. I guess. So I don't know.
We probably don't have a cab union here, just saying.
But yeah, that's right.
Not sure.
Anyway, next time you get a local cab, make sure the medallion is in place.
I was hoping to keep milking this till a cab driver called us, but I guess they're not.
Yeah. Again, yeah, like they're sitting around listening to us. All right, so here we go. Useless.
Just waiting at the airport, for that third,
next
those
plane
three
to come
flights.
In.
Yeah, right.
Discovery.com.
Uh-huh.
tells us useless body parts we don't need. Useless body parts we don't need. There's the third eyelid.
Well, of course we don't need that. We don't have a third eye.
We do. We have a third eyelid, though.
Where?
We do.
Okay.
You mean on each eye?
Yeah.
We got six lids?
Now, don't be looking at this while you're driving, okay? You have to wait till you get...
Yeah. Wait Everybody till you, just yank down their rearview mirror looking at their eyes. Yeah.
Wait till you get to your burlap cubicle, okay? Then
that's right. And pull out your little makeup thing.
Well,
yeah.
Excuse me, if you're a guy... You can ask the lady next to you if you can borrow her makeup mirror.
Do I have a third eye? The boy said it did.
Or if you'd like to just go ahead into the bathroom on your way in to your burlap-lined cuticle.
That's right.
Hello?
I am a cab driver.
Oh, thank you. There you go.
Now, Hi. So what do you do? So what do you do if somebody, you know, tries to beat you out of a fare?
I don't know. I'm not really a cab driver. I just didn't want Tom to be disappointed.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. You had us, though, ma'am. You did.
You had me, and I was a cab driver.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell the nice lady she sounded like a cab driver, but.
Yeah. I'm a cab driver.
Oh. That is good.
Nicely done, though.
Thank you.
Done.
There's something in the water, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
I am cab driver. That's like the old to tell the truth. I am a cab driver.
This is,
I am a cab driver.
Now, I couldn't necessarily.
I think there was a decided change when we quit putting fluoride in the water.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily sure if that was a cell call or if she was at home, but, you know, at some point she. Well, sure, why not?
Yeah, I'll just call Tom.
Went ahead and punched the button.
I feel sorry for Tom. I'm going to make him feel better.
Yes,
Tom, I'm a cab driver.
Right.
Well, what do you do? I'm not really a cab driver.
Boom. Just here to make you feel better. Thank you so much, ma'am. The third eye. Third eyelid.
Eyelid.
If you...
Third eye blind.
If you pull open...
It was a band back in the 90s.
It was. If you pull open... the two more noticeable lids that you have.
I guess I didn't even know I had two. I mean, yeah.
Excuse me, you have an upper and a lower, don't you?
Oh, upper and lower. I'm thinking all ball upper here. I'm sorry.
Eyelid.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
The third one is.
Forget about that lower one.
Yeah. The third one is located by the corner of your eye near the tear duct.
It is.
That's the third.
What, it comes in from the side or what?
Well, it doesn't actually. I don't know that it moves necessarily. I think it's just it's there.
Yeah,
and again,
that's the reason you don't need it if it doesn't move.
Stop in and talk to your doctor. Hey, I was just thinking about getting my third eyelid removed.
Yeah. What do y'all do? Yeah, does insurance pay for that? No, it's cosmetic. Sorry.
And then wonder why the doctor looks at you and says, you're wasting my time for what reason again?
Sinuses. Doctors don't really know what, yes?
Well, it's like I had a doctor tell me one time, and he didn't mean this in a bad way because I went in thinking that perhaps it was something, hoping it was nothing, and it turned out to be nothing. And he said, you're fine. He said, now, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to go see some sick people. Now.
There you are. That's it. Sinuses. Doctors really don't know much about sinuses, only that we have a lot of them.
And we get them infected.
And, yeah, that's all they do is get infected.
Possibilities for their function range from insulating our eyes to changing the pitch and tone of our voice. Tonsils, also prone to swelling and infection.
Mm-hmm.
If you have them by your 30s, that's pretty much an accomplishment. You always have yours?
Yes.
No.
You see, now, Chase, right.
No,
your
I had mine
age,
out when I was a kid.
But that's it, see? Your age now, that doesn't necessarily happen. For us, almost had that and your adenoids had to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Your coccyx, that's
more... That's your tailbone.
It is.
Uh-huh.
More useful at... game-winning Scrabble words than anything else.
Yeah. Three C's, a Y, and an X.
Because we're talking several fused vertebra.
Yeah, nothing good can happen to your coccyx.
Well, and the part, it's, you know, what's, what they say is it's left from when we had tail.
Yeah, vestigial tail.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
And I didn't evolve from no tail.
Once again, there are people who have that little growth out there. Wisdom teeth. Back in the day, when we ate mammoth meat off bones and stuff like that.
Bunga bunga.
We didn't do that. Anyway, and didn't floss afterwards, our teeth tended to fall out. Therefore, when those reserve molars, your wisdom teeth, came in, they were welcome. Nowadays, pretty much don't need them. Can be a pain for you.
Yeah.
And, of course, the much.
And I'm another way I'm really weird. I have two of my wisdom teeth. There was enough room for them.
Okay.
And so they're there.
Uh-huh.
I do not have two wisdom teeth on the other side. They're just not there.
Well, you have two on the left, and you have none on the right.
Two on the left, none on the right.
Like, is your your teeth are uneven?
I don't know.
Golly.
It might explain a lot.
You chew cud?
So
I mean, you chew like
a boy. You can just gnaw that camel leg on one side then, right? Yeah.
Camel leg?
What? Oh, yeah, they sell them at the Renaissance Festival.
Camel leg, really?
Yeah, you've never seen them.
No, I'm sorry. I've never considered consuming camel.
No.
Much less the legs.
Yeah.
Body hair. Mammals have an internal mechanism called thermoregulation,
that
allows the brain to adjust the temperature inside of their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
There are also limits to that range, and if your internal temperature increases more than a dozen or so degrees, you probably die. So to keep your body from overheating, you sweat.
Yeah.
But in order to sweat, to do this job, you need to cool off through evaporation, but then if you had a lot of hair, that really wouldn't work. Most adults have 5 million hairs across their body. 5 million. Just let me know.
Tiny little hairs.
Yeah.
That's old Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Tiny little hairs.
And finally, of course, the appendix. The appendix. Location of the appendix.
It's at the back of the book.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it is. The appendix resembles a closed-end tube with an opening in the middle. And what happens is that's where all your fingernails go.
Chewing gum,
right? You eat your fingernails and swallow them, that's where they go.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never call in sick when you need us most. Minimize costs, increase productivity, reduce risk. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. To find out what GNA can do for you, go to milliondollaremployee.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one-size-fits-all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie, or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
This is Rep Van Pans with your winter weather report. Right now, a huge front's exerting enormous pressure on the Beltline. Once it breaks, we expect a blizzard of buttons and waist-high midriffs. The culprit? A perfect storm of fatty burgers and fries.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, try a tempting Subway Turkey BLT or Fresh Fit Turkey Melt. Nearly 7 grams of fat each. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway Fresh Fit is not a diet program. Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on lighter 9-grain beef prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only.
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras. Excludes premium subs. Subway. Eat fresh.
Hey, good morning. About 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I was talking to a guy the other day, and you know, I've been hammering about this, and he's on the road a lot. He says, you know, I don't get to hear you guys after I get past somewhere. I
said, there's a way to fix that.
Yeah, go to RadioAggieland.com. Mm-hmm. Just download the app right there. You can take us with you all around the world.
And what's cool is if you have an auxiliary input on your radio, mm-hmm. you take that little cord, plug it right in there, and when you fire up that app, you're hearing us down your radio speakers.
Volley! Wow. Volley! That's it. Right there. Yeah. You know it. Father in Manchester, New Hampshire, in trouble for throwing a rock at a school bus. Jeff Jordan walked his daughter to the bus stop, then got into an argument with the other kids waiting for the bus. Got into an argument with the other kids waiting for the bus. Helicopter parent.
No, you're smelly pants. What are you with kids about?
According to police, the students kept yelling at him after they boarded the bus. He kept yelling back. Could we have an adult here? Could we have a grown-up?
Somebody needs to be the grown-up here.
Finally, he picked up what's called a large rock in the report and threw it at the bus. Just missing a window. Yeah. Nobody injured.
Sir, why did you throw the... Kids were saying mean things to me.
Sustained about $500 worth of damage on the bus. Jordan arrested and charged with reckless conduct, criminal mischief. How about criminal stupidity? Could that be in there, too?
That's against the law.
Just maybe.
We wish.
Yeah. Italian authorities charged a man from Arona, Italy, with fraud for collecting over $200,000 in blindness benefits over 18 years. They caught him driving.
Well, Well, let's hope he wasn't blind.
Aside from that, it was just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see on this day, since you have a lot of Golden Globe Awards. On this day in
history.
I love
this part.
Let's see. 1920, mm-hmm. be 92 years ago, the U.S. America outlawed alcohol and went dry.
How'd that work out?
Well, you know, so much for that. Yeah. 1939, the comic strip Superman made its debut. In 1987... Red M&M's returned for the first time in 11 years after being banned because the original red dye in the candy caused cancer in laboratory rats. Made them really fat, too, because they were eating the M&M's. And
at least they died happy.
They did. That's very true. Then, let me see, Donnie and Marie, that debuted on ABC in 1976.
Oh, a little bit country.
Yeah, 21st anniversary of Desert Storm as well, 1991. And in a strange situation, in 1996, Jamaican authorities fired on an airplane. Jimmy Buffett's seaplane, in fact, mistakenly thinking it was a drug trafficker's plane.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they didn't hit it. Yeah, and Bono were on the plane.
Bono was on the plane. They weren't hurt. Oh, man.
2 minutes.
The Golden Globes were last night. TV, here's your winner.
Oh, good.
Best TV drama was Homeland. Did you watch that?
I've seen one.
Best drama TV series actor is Kelsey Grammer in Boss. I haven't seen that. Hmm. Best actress in a TV drama was Claire Danes in Homeland. Best comedy TV series. Believe it or not, 30 Rock or Office, neither one were even nominated.
Sucks.
Yeah. Modern Family beat out Glee episodes, Enlightened and New Girl. Actor in a TV comedy series was Matt LeBlanc. You remember the guy from Friends? He's in this episodes thing. Mm. And the best actress in a TV comedy series was Laura Dern in Enlightened. Mm. Go over to the movies. The best movie, Descendants, won over The Help, Hugo, The Ides of March, Moneyball, and War Horse. Those were the nominees. And The Descendants won. That's the George Clooney. He also won for Best Actor in a Movie Drama for The Descendants. Beat out Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, among others, and Ryan Gosling. Best Actress in a Motion Picture was Meryl Streep, in The Iron Lady. Yeah, in The Iron Lady. And the Best Motion Picture Comedy was this silent movie called The Artist. That's interesting. Beat out Bridesmaids and Midnight.